Hey guys, welcome back to episode 8 of the Sophie May Fitness podcast. This is actually the second time I'm recording this because the first time, I don't know what happened, it completely ruined and stuffed up. So here we are, gonna make this one even better. It's just me, myself, and I today on this podcast. So you're gonna have to unfortunately just listen to my voice for the next 20 to 30 minutes. Thought it was about time I did one on my own, and this is something that actually I think is perfect timing today, just with the time of year, also some feedback that I have been getting from clients. I thought there's probably other people in the same boat, so it would be a great topic to talk about, and also a massive one coming into the new year. So we know that it's, you know, nearly time for 2022. And what does every new year bring? New Year's resolutions. So we're going to be touching on that today as well. And that kind of ties in with my main topic, which is the all or nothing mindset, or ditching the all or nothing mindset. Now, this is a really common mindset that I think we're all kind of, we've probably all experienced it, even myself. I used to have really bad sort of all or nothing mindset. Whatever, I can't even think of the word. But I used to have a really bad all or nothing mindset mentality. That's the word I was looking for. And it was honestly so awful because I was just like either perfect and overly restrictive, or I was like completely the opposite where I didn't care at all and I was, you know, like, well, there's no point in doing anything because I can't do this one thing. So I want to touch on this in a little bit more depth, and like I said, I've experienced this myself, and a lot of the things that I do talk about in these episodes are things that I personally have been through or experienced, or, you know, I've kind of got like firsthand experience from it. So I think it's always great to kind of talk about that and also just how we can get around it, how we can move on from it. So the two all or nothing situations I see most often, let's go into those. So number one, we're going to be talking about just goals. So one of the main situations I see with this all or nothing mindset is, let's say your goal is fat loss, or let's say someone comes to me with the goal of fat loss, for example. The all or nothing mindset is usually prevalent because a lot of people think that you have to be doing absolutely everything perfectly to actually see any progress or to be able to work towards those goals altogether. So a lot of people will come to me with this drive of motivation, because when you obviously start a new program or you start with a coach, it's always like some really good motivation initially. And it's important to remember that motivation doesn't last. We often have to rely on discipline, which is kind of, again, going to tie into what we're talking about today. And they'll kind of like the first week will be great. You know, they'll think that they're smashed everything. This week's been perfect. And then the next week something pops up and they can't get to the gym four times like they were in the first week. Or an event pops up and they're eating out for a meal next week or on the weekend. Now, this isn't just clients, this is people in general. If you're starting a new, I don't know, diet, if you are, please move away from the diets. But this is often where we see it, with people starting journeys or starting to work towards their goals. So, you know, this person may be doing everything perfectly in the first week or a week, and then the next week they can't do everything like they were because life happens and gets in the way. Happens for us too. It's not like we are perfect all the time. If everyone like was honest, I'm pretty sure you'd see that there's a lot of people that aren't perfect all the time. Now, a lot of people have this expectation that they have to be 120% perfect to be able to work towards their goals. This is where the all or nothing mindset comes in. They either think they have to be doing absolutely everything perfectly, otherwise it doesn't matter or it doesn't count, or they just think, well, I can't do that one thing, so I might as well just not do anything at all. So this is where it happens. It's like zero or 100 and there's no in between. It's like, surely 50 is better than zero, right? Like, you're still halfway to 100. So we often fall into that trap of thinking we either have to be 100% perfect or there's no point in doing anything at all, and we fall back to the 0%. So this is why I love talking about this topic, because I do think a lot of people can benefit from understanding that you don't need to be doing 100% to make progress or work towards your goals, whatever they might be. So talking about this topic of the person that was perfect and then life got in the way, if the best like way to, I guess, or the best example of this is when someone maybe can't go to the gym 3 times next week, which is what they set themselves or what their coach has set them. So they then go, oh, well, there's no point in going at all. I might as well just start next week. Or they have gone over their calories unexpectedly because maybe they ordered a takeaway, or maybe they went out for a meal that was sprung on them last minute on Saturday night. So they think, oh, well, I've already gone over my calories. I've already gone off of my diet. I've already gone off of my meal plan, whatever it is that you're doing. And then they go, I might as well just keep going, and I might as well just keep eating whatever I want, and I'll start again Monday. That's another classic example of the all or nothing mindset. Or maybe it's during the week. Maybe they had one day where they were busy, or they ate a meal that was, I don't know, over their calories or takeaway, whatever. And they think, oh, I've already stuffed up this week. I might as well just start again next week. That's the classic all or nothing mindset we see in this situation. So basically the best way I like to describe this is, if you've got a budget of $1,000 a month, I don't know what everyone's budget is, I'm just pulling a random number out to make it simple. Let's say you've got a budget of $1,000 a month and you've got a week left of the month. So let's say it's November, you've got a week left of November, your budget for the whole month is $1,000, and you've actually spent $1,020, for example. Or maybe you've spent $1,100, you've gone $100 over your budget, whatever. You're not going to sit there and go, I've already gone $100 over my budget, I might as well just go and spend another $900 to make $2,000. You wouldn't think like that, would you? Because you would think, okay, I've already gone over my budget, I'm going to make sure that I'm within my budget for the next week, just to make sure that I'm not even more over my budget for this month, and I've only gone over by $100. Whereas a lot of people, when it comes to, I guess, their routine of fitness and nutrition or whatever, they kind of go, oh, well, I've already gone over my calories, I might as well just binge for the next 2 days and start again next week. Imagine if we thought the same when it came to money. Like, imagine if every month you maybe went over your budget by $5, $10, $200, whatever it might be, and you're there kind of like, oh, well, I've already gone over, I might as well just keep spending more until next month and start again next month. Like, we'd never get to where we want to be. If you're trying to save money and you're consistently going over your budget by like even more, because you're constantly thinking, well, I've already gone over, I might as well keep spending and buy everything I want, and then I'll just start again on my budget next month, and then it happens again and again and again, no matter how much it is, you're never going to reach that goal of saving, because you're constantly thinking to yourself, oh, I might as well just start next month. I might as well just blow all my money because I've already gone over by $20. So it's kind of the same when it comes to your goals. Like, if you're constantly thinking every week, oh, well, I haven't done 3 workouts this week, or I can't do 3 workouts, I might as well do nothing, or I've eaten a meal today, I've gone 200 calories over, I might as well just eat another 800 calories and I'll start again next week. You wouldn't think about that when it comes to money. So why do we do it when it comes to food and lifestyle and exercise? Like, mentioning lifestyle, I guess it's an important note to mention that you shouldn't be on a diet. You should be making changes to your lifestyle that are going to be sustainable. And that's something I preach to all of my clients. I always say to them, guys, you're not on a diet. We're making changes. We're making long-lasting changes that are benefiting you no matter how big or small. We're not on a diet where we fall off track, okay? So I think it's important to remember that when it comes to, you know, not doing everything that you want to do, or going over your calories by a little bit, or maybe you had an unplanned night out, that one thing is not going to affect your progress, okay? Like, it's when you decide, oh, well, I've already done it. I might as well keep going. I might as well do more or not do anything at all. That's when it's going to start affecting your progress. How can we expect to save money if we're consistently going over our budget because we're like, oh, well, we might as well start again next month? If you've only gone $100 over your budget, it's not really that much, really. Like, it's, yes, it's $100 more than you budgeted for, but you're going to be in a much better of a place if you're going $100 over your budget rather than $1,000 over your budget, right? So when it comes to our goals, we often think the opposite, and we do have this really bad all or nothing mindset mentality that we either have to be doing everything absolutely perfectly or we might as well not bother at all, which is so far from the truth. And this kind of leads me into our next one is, I guess that was kind of blended with this one anyway, but it's kind of like people expect. So last one I spoke about was kind of eating, I don't know, a meal out and thinking, oh, well, I might as well start again next week, or not being able to train every single day that you want to, so you might not do anything at all. This one's more about your overall goals, I guess. So a lot of people will think, if I'm not doing my exact calories every day, my exact training sessions every week, my exact steps, this, that, then I'm not going to make any progress. And that's another sign of the all or nothing mindset. It's kind of like, well, if I can't do every single thing, every single day, every single week, and be 100% perfect, there's absolutely no point in doing anything because I have to do everything to even make an ounce of progress, which is so far from the truth. Like, let's say your goal is fat loss. I'm just going to use fat loss because it's a simple goal that is extremely common. And your step target is maybe, I don't know, 6,000 steps a day, 3 sessions a week, 1,800 calories, for example. Let's say that's your personal task to do each week. Let's say this week, you can only get to the gym 2 times. And maybe your steps some of the days were a little bit lower than others. If we're thinking, oh, we might as well just not bother at all, I'll just start again next week, imagine where you could actually be after that week if you'd have just kept going with what you could control. And that kind of takes me to my next point, is we can only focus on controlling what we can focus on. So life will happen, things get in the way, we might not be at, like, for example, last week I only went to the gym 3 times instead of 4. Oh no, big deal. And I didn't beat myself up about it thinking, oh my god, I had such a bad week because I didn't do my 4 sessions. Instead, I focused on what I could control. It was a really busy week for me. I still did what I could, and I don't feel any worse this week. I did what I could, and that's the main thing. It doesn't mean that I thought, oh, well, I might as well not do any walking, or I might as well just not bother going to the gym at all because I can't do anything. Like, it's kind of just focusing on what you can control. If that means that you have a really busy work week, like I've got some clients that are lawyers and have really hectic jobs, some weeks they're really busy and they're working long days and they can't always get to the gym 3 times. So I say to those clients, instead of focusing on the days that you can't get to the gym, let's focus on what you can do this week. Maybe we get to the gym 2 times and have really good workouts. Maybe we look at our steps, our sleep, focus on our nutrition this week. There's so many things you can do that we focus on the things that we can't do, even if it's so minuscule. Like one hour workout a week, isn't missing that 1 hour isn't really going to have that much like effect on the end of the week, if that makes sense. So it's kind of like we're looking at the smallest thing that doesn't matter, and we're just kind of turning that into a bigger thing and putting us in a worse position because we think that everything needs to be perfect. I feel like I'm rambling a little bit and not making much sense, so I hope this is making sense or resonates with you. But yeah, that's kind of where the all or nothing mindset sits, and I just absolutely love the financial analogy of it because it makes a lot more sense to people when we put it like that. It's like, you wouldn't drive yourself further into debt if you were already in debt, would you? Like, if you're already in 10 grand debt, you wouldn't go, oh, well, I'm already in debt, I might as well spend another 10 grand, putting you in 20 grand debt. like, it's going to put you in a much worse position. So when it comes to, you know, your lifestyle changes, your fitness goals, whatever it might be, we need to just continue to focus on what we can do and get that done instead of focusing on what we can't or focusing on being perfect. You're not going to be perfect every single week. I'm going to tell you right now, I've never had a client that's perfect every week. I've never been perfect every week. Like, we're all going to have things pop up. We're all going to have life get in the way. That's just what happens. It's how we work around them that matter. Now, let's quickly touch into the New Year's resolutions, which kind of ties into this topic, because this is, again, a massive, massive, massive time of all or nothing mindset coming in, and just a time where people set really unrealistic New Year's resolutions. So let's talk about, firstly, New Year's resolutions, because I feel like there's a lot of people that are going to be setting themselves. I don't really like the word New Year's resolution. I prefer to just have 2022 goals. Like, I just prefer to have goals instead of resolutions, because most people set New Year's resolutions and literally, I don't know the exact statistic, but majority of people don't ever stick to them. Set yourself goals, set yourself realistic goals that you can actually do, because too many people just set themselves resolutions thinking, okay, as of January 1st, I'm going to just cut out this, cut out that. I'm going to lose 50 kilos. I'm going to start going to the gym 5 times a week. I'm going to walk every day. I'm going to do this. I'm going to stop eating junk food. They set themselves all these unrealistic goals that have no actual plan or meaning to them. You know, you need to be, it's okay to have big goals, but you need to be setting yourself goals that are actually sustainable and that actually have meaning behind them, as well as being something that can actually be implemented. Like, if you're just saying to yourself, okay, I'm going to lose 50 kilos, I'm going to cut out junk food, I'm going to stop drinking, I'm going to go to the gym 5 times a week, I'm going to start walking every single day. Okay, cool, that's awesome. Like, if that's your goals, perfect. How are we going to do that though? How are we going to lose 50 kilos? What's our plan? Why do we want to lose 50 kilos? How's that going to make me feel? What steps am I going to take to do that? How am I going to go to the gym 5 times a week? What am I going to do? Am I going to follow a program? Am I just going to do whatever I feel like on the day? Where am I going to walk to every morning? What time am I going to wake up? So people kind of set these resolutions without actually backing them up with a plan. The best way to set yourself New Year goals is to make them realistic. Like, if you want to lose weight, that's absolutely fine. But set yourself a realistic goal instead of just going, yeah, I want to lose 50 kilos, because that's meaningless. It's totally meaningless. You're not kind of connecting with that goal. You're not putting like a intent or meaning behind why you're doing it. If you've got no intention, it's not really going to motivate you to do it. So, you know, I suggest handwriting your goals down. It's so much more meaningful, and writing your intention behind them, like why you want to do them. How are you going to achieve these goals? What steps are you going to take that are going to make it easier for you to achieve these goals? There's so many things we can do about this, and I actually really love a new year. It's kind of emotional because I feel like it's sad that the past year has gone so quickly, but it also sets really good intentions for the year ahead, and I love sort of setting those goals for myself. And maybe like what books I'm going to read and what I'm going to achieve this year and stuff like that. So I 100% love setting New Year's goals, but too many people don't stick to them, and that's usually because they're not setting them correctly. Set yourself a goal. Break that big goal down into smaller goals. So if your goal is to lose 20 kilos, like, that's awesome, but 20 kilos seems far away. Set yourself a goal to lose your first 2 kilos. Maybe then set yourself a goal to lose your next 3 kilos. Maybe set yourself a goal to be getting into the gym consistently for 2 to 3 times a week if you haven't gone at all. Or maybe doing a little bit more activity during the week, whether it's just walking to the shop or walking around your neighborhood in the morning before work or something like this. And it's going to have a lot more meaning and intent to it than just simply stating, I'm going to lose this, because you've got no plan of action behind it. So breaking your bigger goals down into smaller goals are going to be key, because you can actually track your progress and they're like stepping stones to the big rock. So setting those smaller goals, you can step those stones, which are going to lead you to that big rock anyway, and it's going to seem a lot more achievable. So make sure you're setting yourself achievable goals and set yourself ones that you actually are going to want to do and that have a meaning to you, because simply just going, oh, I'm going to cut drinking, like, let's be honest, most people probably won't be able to stick to that, especially if you drink quite a lot as it is. Maybe set yourself a goal that's more specific. I'm going to only allow myself to have a few drinks a week, and set yourself a number. Or I'm only going to allow myself to have a drink on a Friday and a Saturday night, or a Tuesday and a Friday night. I don't know, whatever it might be for you, what suits your lifestyle, instead of every night. There's so many things you can do, but you just need to be a little bit more specific with them and allow yourself to have smaller goals that lead into that and have an actual plan of action behind them instead of just outright saying them. So I do hope that makes a little bit of sense. And with New Year's resolutions, again, make sure you take action. Like, don't set yourself goals that are gonna make you feel, or that you don't want to do, because you won't stick to them. If you absolutely love food, setting yourself a goal to cut out all the foods you enjoy is not going to last very long. Maybe you need to work with someone who can help you create these habits and include these things and enjoy the journey towards your goals, or help support you. Maybe one of your goals might be to invest in someone who's going to really get you from A to B efficiently. There's so much you can do in a year's time. Like, it's actually, like, it seems like such a long period of time, but people often kind of like won't look at the investment in their time and their commitment for a year and think they can do everything in 6 weeks, but then they're trying every 6 weeks something new because the first 6 weeks didn't work. So a year seems like a really long period of time to be patient for, but it's so quick. Like, a year goes by so fast. Even 6 months, you can achieve so much in 6 months if you just commit to the time. And that's another thing that I would like to touch on with New Year goals, is set them with a realistic time frame, because most people's New Year's resolutions pretty much go out the window by the third week of January. So take action, set yourself realistic goals, allow yourself to enjoy life in between, and if needed, invest in yourself and work with someone who's going to help you get from A to B so much more efficiently. So that's my little spiel on New Year's resolutions. And that again ties into the festive season, which we're all going through now. Personally, it's my favorite time of the year. Absolutely love, love, love Christmas. But this is another time of year where a lot of people are in that all or nothing mindset. Now, the thing that I want to touch on with this, and this is my last topic for today's episode, is there are literally 7 days between Christmas and New Year. 7 days in total. A lot of people stress about these 7 days or overcompensate for the whole month. There's 358 days between New Year and Christmas. So instead of us stressing about that week between Christmas and New Year, which is arguably for myself one of the best weeks of the year, why are we focusing on that? Like, the more you're putting yourself under pressure for that time, it's just going to leave you feeling deprived, especially if you want to enjoy this time. There's a fine line between people who aren't bothered and they maybe have, I don't know, maybe they're competing and they have to be restrictive. That's what they've chosen to do. They've chosen to take that path. But for those people who are on general goals and fitness journeys, like, why are you depriving yourself of 1 week of the year or stressing about 1 week of the year? Like, it's one out of 52 weeks of the year. It's really not that big of a deal. And in fact, you're going to have a much more enjoyable time if you let yourself enjoy it and just work around it. And December is a classic month for people to go, especially being a coach in the industry. A lot of people kind of from the 1st of December get into holiday mode. And they're like, oh, I might as well just start in January. Why? Why are you starting in January? Surely every day of December you're not drinking, eating everything and not doing any exercise. Most people are still in working routine until basically Christmas Eve. So December's a classic all or nothing month. And I really think that this damages people's New Year's resolutions going into the new year, because people binge and they go all out in December, feel shit come January, and then the New Year's resolutions don't stick because they're not actually realistic. You don't need to be strict on yourself on Christmas, but I do feel like the whole month of December, like Christmas is 1 week out of the four, if we're talking maximum amounts. Personally, for me, Christmas is a couple of days, 2 to 3 days, and then I've had enough and I want to get back into my routine. But let's say you had a week or even 2 weeks, okay? Let's say 2 weeks. That's only 50% of the month. The other 50% of the month, you can still keep to your routine. You can still get to the gym as much as you can, even if it's not your normal four sessions. Maybe it's only two or three. Maybe you're still doing walking, but you're not getting as many steps in as usual. But you're still doing it. You're still doing what you can, and that's the most important thing. Whereas most people go, oh, well, I've got Christmas coming up. I might as well not bother doing anything. I'll just start next month or next year. And I think that's where it kind of starts, is people think, oh, well, if I'm not perfect for the whole month, there's no point doing anything at all. Imagine the amount you could learn in a month's time before getting into the new year. There's a lot you can do, and there's a lot you can still focus on in this time, even if food isn't going to be perfect. Maybe you've got Christmas parties, whatever. But you can still focus on what you can. Maybe that's focusing on getting good sleep. Maybe that's focusing on stress management. Maybe that's focusing on eating as well as you can on the other days that you don't have functions on. Whatever it might be, there's still stuff you can do. And if you're already sat there thinking, I'm just going to start next year, there's no point, I might as well just completely write this month off, then you're probably in that all or nothing mindset. So I don't think you need to write the whole month off. I personally am a massive advocate for enjoying Christmas, because I personally love it, and I spent so many years restricting myself around Christmas because I was so worried about what those couple of days would do to me, and it was ridiculous looking back. I just think, oh my god, what was going through my mind? But I'm such a big advocate for enjoying it. You can enjoy Christmas. You don't need to completely write everything else off for the whole month. Just do what you can manage, do what you can focus on, and you're going to put yourself in a much better position for the new year than if you just write it off completely and don't worry about anything. And you're going to feel a lot better as well. So that's the little lecture, or spiel, I should say, can never say that word, on all or nothing mindset, New Year's resolutions, the festive season, all these kind of things that I think are perfectly tying into the time of the year we're in. If you enjoyed this podcast, give me a little message and let me know. I'd love to know if this resonated with you or if you found it useful at all. Otherwise, if you're listening to this before Christmas, I hope you all have an amazing festive period, and wishing you all an amazing new year as well.